Welcome to the Keener 13 Podcast. I'm Scott Westerman with a trip back to this week in 1969 as we remember the news headlines, the popular culture, and the music that was part of your 60s summer life in Detroit. All that's coming up on this week's Keener Podcast.
Motor City Music.
It was another hot, sticky Detroit summer. And with air conditioning still a luxury in many Michigan homes, you could often hear the sound of WKNR emanating from open windows across the Motor City. And if you were tuned in this week in 1969, you probably remember this one.
There's a man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile, when he says to me, "How's my child?" I said that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father. I think I'll color him love. Said I'm gonna color him father. He says education is a thing if you want to compete, because without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't have been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color him father. I'm gonna color him love. I've got to color him father. I think I'll color this man love. In the war, and she knows she and seven kids couldn't have gotten very far. She says she thought that she could never love again, and then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in, and now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I've got to color this man father. I'm gonna color him love. I'll color this man love. He's just been so good to me. I know I've got to color him love.
Richard Spencer and the Winstons ended up as a backing band for Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. But in the summer of 69, they were just starting their one and only Keener chart run with Color Him Father. In July, star attire had shifted from the formal to the casual. TV and Movie Screen magazine featured pictures of Peter Dewell, Saul Mineo, Peggy Lipton, and Candace Bergen in ragged blue jeans and tie-dye t-shirts. The editors didn't like the trend, lamenting, "Does freedom or doing your own thing require one to be sloppy, unkempt, and totally unglamorous?" Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, a band founded by Len Barry entered the WKNR Music Guide at number 31. The band was Electric Indian, and the song, Kimo Sabe. It's Electric Indian on the Keener Podcast with a tune named after Tonto's favorite phrase. And the guy on the keyboards is none other than Daryl Hall. That's right, the guy from Hall & Oates.
You're listening to Keener13.com, just the way you remember it.
WKNR Keener 13.
I went down to 42nd Street for to get a bite to eat. I saw a girl that I liked to meet. You know, she sure looked good. Told me that her heart was broken. Asked me what it was I smoking. All she had was an old bus token. Yes, I would. She cried a tear and said she was alone. Would I be so good to accompany her home? If I could, yeah. But everybody knows Matilda. Took me to a shack on the edge of town. All the shades were pulled and drawn. Nobody, not a soul around. She smiled at me. Mixed a drink, said to fix my hair. Drank it down, made me feel like lead. When I asked her where was the bed, she said I'd see. She pulled me close. Now what was I to do? My head was spinning, but she said take off the shoes. Did I agree? Yeah. But everybody knows Matilda. So bad I fell on the floor. Heard a voice and a sound of sore. Said, let me in. Matilda said her boyfriend had a gun.
Sorry, baby, but you have to run.
But I was gone before she was done. I left my skin. Flew through the window as the door came tumbling down. Didn't even say goodbye. I was homeward bound. You just can't win, no. Now everybody knows Matilda.
Everybody Knows Matilda is one of those records that would never see the light of day in today's processed music world, but it was a one-hit wonder for a forgotten artist named Duke Baxter this week in 1969. A lot of cocktail talk in the summer of 69 centered on the film Easy Rider. Nobody expected Dennis Hopper's small-budget epic to come anywhere near the grosses of John Wayne's True Grit or the X-rated phenomenon Midnight Cowboy. But it blew them all away at the box office, earning $41 million.
This is Philip Nye, WKNR Contact News. It's the summer of 1969. Over a million people descend on a farm for an outdoor concert. It's called Woodstock. In Massachusetts, a car driven by Senator Edward Kennedy plunges off a bridge on Chappaquiddick Island, and a Kennedy campaign aide, Mary Jo Kopechne, drowns. Singer Johnny Cash makes history as the first country artist to hold down the number one spot on the Keener Music Guide.
I'm going to step off the limb now.
And at 10:56 p.m. on July 20th, the world holds its collective breath as astronaut Neil Armstrong becomes the first person to step foot on the moon.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I'm Philip Nye, Keener Contact News, and that's the way it was.
WKNR-FM sponsored Creedence Clearwater Revival in concert at Olympia on July 26th. It was perfect timing as Green River was riding the Keener wave. The station also announced a huge free concert outside of Hudson's at Oakland Mall in Troy. Groups expected to appear included Bob Seger, The Third Power, The Sky, and Savage Grace.
Come on down to me. Come on down to me.
I'm down with me. Come on down with me. We can make it through. We can make it through. Come on down with me. Come on down with me. Oh, we can make it through. We can make it through. She said what you need is what I got to give. All you need is love, and love is how you live. But don't misunderstand me, and don't be fooled, my friend. Many of us say we do. My love's hard to mend. Yeah, come on down with me. Come on down with me. We can make it through. We can make it through. Come on down with me. Come on down with me. Oh, we can make it through. We can make it through.
Based on the strength of that WKNR-FM Oakland Mall concert, Savage Grace won a recording contract with Warner Reprise Records. And nearly 1 year later, Come On Down found a home on the WKNR Music Guide. The Bob Seger System was the latest artistic iteration for Ann Arbor's own R&B godfather. You hardly ever hear Noah on the radio these days, but 37 years after it was heard on Keener, it's still an important part of the Bob Seger story.
Now, WKNR presents another Top 10 Motor City Music Entry.
Here is entry number 2, 18-year-old Danny Mullins of St. John's and Wyandotte. Sounds like the album cut, but no, it's recorded live at the WKNR studios.
Let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan. Went out to fight the good fight in South Vietnam. Went out to fight for peace, liberty and all. fight for equality. Oh, that's all. And the war drags on. Last night poor Dan had a nightmare, it seems, one that kept occurring and reoccurring in his dreams. Cities full of people burning, screaming, shout aloud. And right there overhead, the great orange mushroom cloud. And there's no
top entries in the Motor City Music Search. This has been entry number 2. If you think it's the best entry, circle the 2 on your official ballot. Remember, all votes must be on official ballots, available at all Capitol tape dealers. Listen until you hear all 10 entries played every day on Keener. Then, cast your $1,000 vote.
WKNR.
If you're a Keener podcast regular, you know that we dig deep into the WKNR music guide for the stuff you remember that doesn't get nearly enough airplay anymore. And this is one of them. Clarence Reed wrote several smash hits for others, but this is his one and only Keener appearance. Up Woman for Betty Wright, Rockin' Chair for Gwen McRae, and introduced Harry Casey to the folks who would turn him into Casey and the Sunshine Band. And you can feel the R&B oozing from Nobody But You, Babe, the 1969 one-hit wonder for Clarence Reed. Well, you asked for it, and we've got it. Just in time for the 2006 Woodward Dream Cruise, you can order your very own Keener 13 bumper magnet. It's the same classic WKNR bumper sticker design, backed with a powerful magnet to make it easy to move from car to car. Visit Keener13.com today to order yours, and you'll show everyone that your favorite radio station is still...
means more fun for you, WKNR.
Music.
Keener 13.
And now, from the WKNR Music Guide for the week ending July 24th, 1969.
WKNR.
Plays Keener hit number...
13.
I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue.
Three. What do you see? The sun is rising. Definitely, a new day is coming. Ooh. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh. Crystal blue persuasion.
Do.
In the year 2525. If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
And now, from July 24th, 1969, here's Keener hit number one.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
And that's the way it was on Keener during the summer of 1969. The Keener 13 podcast is licensed by ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. We bring you those great Pam's jingles courtesy of Jonathan Wolford at jingles.com. John Freest is our music consultant, and WKNR's Bob Green provided us with those great Keener sound bites. If you'd like your own personal WKNR bumper magnet, order yours right now at Keener13.com, the website that celebrates Detroit's greatest 60s rock radio station. We leave you with one more July 1969 rarity, a one-hit wonder for an artist named Shannon. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for making every season Keener season.
Taking a trip up to Abergavenny, hoping the weather is fine. You should see a red dove running free. Well, you know he's mine. Chasing the hills up to Abergavenny. I've got to get there and fast. If you can't go, then I promise to show you a photograph. Passing the time with paradise people. Paradise people are fine by me. Sunshine forever, lovely weather. Don't you wish you could be? Taking a trip up to Abergavenny, hoping the weather is fine. If you should see a red dog running free, well, you know he's mine. Passing the time with paradise people are fine by me. Sunshine forever, lovely weather, don't you wish you could be? Chasing the hills up to Abergavenny, I've got to get there and far. If you can't go, then I promise to show you a photo. A little photograph up to Abergavenny.
In whole or in part,
without the written consent.